How to Tell a Story by Mark Twain. The humorous story, an American development. Its difference from comic and witty stories. I do not claim that I can tell a story as it ought to be told. I can only claim to know how a story ought to be told. For I have been almost daily in the company of the most expert storytellers for many years. There are several kinds of stories, but only one difficult kind, the humorous. I will talk mainly about that one. The humorous story is American. The comic story is English. The witty story is French. The humorous story depends for its effect upon the manner of the telling. The comic story and the witty story upon the matter. The humorous story may be spun out to great length. May wander around as much as it pleases, and arrive nowhere in particular. But the comic and witty stories must be brief and end with a point. The humorous story bubbles gently along. The others burst. The humorous story is strictly a work of art, high and delicate art, and only an artist can tell it. But no art is necessary in telling the comic and the witty story. Anybody can do it. The art of telling a humorous story, understand I mean by word of mouth, not print, was created in America and has remained at home. The humorous story is told gravely. The teller does his best to conceal the fact that he even dimly suspects that there is anything funny about it. But the teller of the comic story tells you beforehand that it is one of the funniest things he has ever heard. Then tells it with eager delight, and is the first person to laugh when he gets through. And sometimes, if he has had good success, he is so glad and happy that he will repeat the nub of it and glance around from face to face, collecting applause, and then repeat it again. It is a pathetic thing to see. Very often, of course, the rambling and disjointed humorous story finishes with a nub, point, snapper, or whatever you like to call it. Then the listener must be alert, for in many cases, the teller will divert attention from that nub by dropping it in a carefully casual and indifferent way, with the pretense that he does not know it is a nub. Artemus Ward used that trick a good deal. Then, when the belated audience presently caught the joke, he would look up with innocent surprise, as if wondering what they had found to laugh at. Dan Setchell used it before him. Nye and Riley and others use it today. But the teller of the comic story does not slur the nub. He shouts it at you every time. And when he prints it, in England, France, Germany, and Italy, he italicizes it, puts some whopping exclamation points after it, and sometimes explains it in a parenthesis, all of which is very depressing. And makes one want to renounce joking and lead a better life. Let me set down an instance of the comic method, using an anecdote which has been popular all over the world for 1,200 or 1,500 years. The teller tells it in this way. The Wounded Soldier. In the course of a certain battle, a soldier whose leg has been shot off appealed to another soldier who was hurrying by to carry him to the rear, informing him at the same time of the loss which he had sustained. Whereupon the generous son of Mars, soldiering the unfortunate, proceeded to carry out his desire. The bullets and cannonballs were flying in all directions, and presently one of the latter took the wounded man's head off, without, however, his deliverer being aware of it. In no long time he was hailed by an officer who said, "Where are you going with that carcass?"
"To the rear, sir. He's lost his leg."
"His leg, forsooth," responded the astonished officer. "You mean his head, you booby." Whereupon the soldier dispossessed himself of his burden and stood looking down upon it in great perplexity. At length he said,
"It is true, sir, just as you have said." Then, after a pause, he added, "But he told me it was his leg."
Here the narrator